This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, and thanks for checking out the weekly insight into the Best of North Sound 1. We look back at North Sound 1 over the last 7 days and we call it the Best of North Sound 1 because we're nice like that. This is Grant here looking back, and on this week's show, loads of Gregsy at breakfast. We've got one great competition we had last week, your chance to win free fuel on Friday. I'll let you hear what happened there. And let's kick it off with Gregsy at breakfast talking about questions that really have no answers. Why? That's a great question. Like, why are pizza boxes square when pizzas are round? What's that all about? One of those great questions of life. Here's Yaz from Greg's Eat Breakfast playing the Why Files.
The Why Files.
The Why Files.
You had no idea what Yaz had to do to get her voice to do that. It's the Why Files. Right, this is how it works. Right, this is exactly how it works. You can ask us questions, right, or you can point out the obvious or point out something nonsense in your life, but you've always got to start it with why. Give you some examples. Why is it when you drop your toast, it always lands buttered side down?
Buttered side down, yeah. Lee Evans always used to say, like, if just what you do, drop it, then butter it.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. So it's always going to start with why. Yaz has got some examples for you.
Yeah, why do we look up when we're trying to think of something?
That's very true.
We do. We look down to the sky.
Do we look down when we're lying, though?
Yeah. Yeah, because you blink more. Why do 24-hour shops have locks on the doors?
What's the need? Yeah. What's the need?
Why do toasters always have a setting so high that you can burn the toast, a horrible crisp which no decent human being would actually eat? Why is there a light in the fridge and not in the freezer? Why do people...
That's true. When you get
so
up in the middle
true.
Of the
All
night.
These are really, really true. Why do people point to the wrist when asking for the time? They don't point to the bottom when they're asking where the toilet is.
Oh, dear.
Why do pizzas come in square boxes? And why does Goofy stand erect while Pluto remains on all fours? They're both dogs. That is a good one.
That's a good point as well.
The Why Files.
Out of his misery. It's the Why Files. It's a little new feature that we started on this show. It's called the Why Files. Joe is going to explain. He's going to give us an answer to these questions after 8 o'clock this morning. Some of the questions that have come up this morning, we'll give you another couple of examples here, and you can add to these, Northeast Scotland.
Like Susan says, why is a boxing ring square?
Why is a boxing ring square, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why do people always touch wet paint when there's a sign that says wet paint? We do. You're just curious. You're like, oh, I don't know if that sign's lying to me. Oh, no, it's not.
We've been painting right in the flat. We've been painting the outside bit. You know, the communal hall bit, right?
Yeah.
We've been painting that. And there's a whole heap of students stay with, like, upstairs from us. And you hear them, like, come down and they're, like, complaining. Oh, like, it's a chore to walk past the paint. And then you hear them touch it. Oh, it's wet. We did stick signs up. What else we got?
Dave says, why do you press the buttons on a remote control harder when the batteries are running out?
Brilliant, it's a fact, is it?
So true.
It's a fact.
The Why Files.
There was a bit of pain. I could see the pain on Joe's face as you heard the jingle play there.
It's a good jingle.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Northeast of Scotland, unanswered questions about to be answered by Joe the News. It's the Why Files. So you heard Yaz mention a couple of these earlier, Joe.
Yeah, so some of them piqued my interest. Why do toasters always have a setting so high that it will burn the toast?
Joe, you actually have an answer for this.
Frozen bread.
Frozen bread.
People want to toast bread straight from the fridge. I don't know why they would.
Or waffles, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Potato waffles.
Waffly versatile.
Another one about freezer. Why is there a light in the fridge and not in the freezer?
Right.
Well,
why?
It's
why,
because,
Joe? Why?
If there's a glass bulb in there, the glass will be freezing, the filament red hot, the difference in temperature will shatter the bulb. But, and I think somebody's mentioned this on our Facebook page.
Yeah, they have.
Some have LED lights in the freezer.
Oh, clever.
Yes. And this is one. Now, I've made this up myself. But it's a possible explanation.
Right, okay. All right.
Goofy and Pluto are both dogs. So why is one like a human and one like a dog?
Yeah.
Now, I postulate that they're both of equal intelligence. Goofy isn't very smart as a human, but Pluto is quite smart as a dog. They've both made a choice at some point in their life. Am I going to go down the human route and start talking and wearing pants and things like that? Or am I just going to be a dog and just be a quite a smart dog? So,
it's so a, it's a dogs good have a better life.
Well, exactly. I think that's the decision Pluto's made.
Yeah, I think you could be right on that one.
It's a good philosophical question, that. Yeah. Are you a Pluto or a Goofy?
somebody's texting with this one. That's all the text said.
Do you know
the answer to that one? I think we've got some calls as well. Hello!
Oh, how are you? Good morning. It's Willie calling.
Hi, Willie. Where are you calling from, Willie?
I'm calling from Dice on the way to work. Why do Japanese kamikaze pilots wear trash helmets?
Oh dear! Oh, that's funny. Is it a joke?
It's at the start of a joke. I don't know why I did.
We'll leave that one for Joe, will we?
Yeah, we'll leave that one for Joe, Willie.
Good morning.
Thanks, pal. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Gregory.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. Where are you phoning from, Elaine?
Just at my work.
Or just at your work? Where's your work?
Yes, I arrived for work.
Okay. Where about your work?
I drive a white van.
Oh, you work everywhere. Okay. What can we do for you, Elaine?
Why is it when you get to a door that's got a sign on it saying either push or pull, you're looking at the sign and you do the opposite?
You're one of these people who has to do the opposite of what you're told. You were just one of those naughty kids, weren't you?
No, actually, I wasn't.
I think it's just you, Elaine. It's just you, Elaine, that does this.
It's probably just me, yeah.
If you see a sign that says walk, don't run, I bet you run.
Yeah.
If you see a sign that says don't walk on the grass, I bet you're like throwing yourself all over it.
You touch wet paint as well. I can just hear your voice, Elaine.
See, the naughty laugh says it all. Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Why? The Why Files.
We promise you we won't sing every time we do it. Actually, no, I can't promise that.
Some questions will just never be answered. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com/listen again. You can hear what happened when we gave away free fuel on Friday. I'll let you hear that pretty soon. And right now, it was a big match for Aberdeen on Saturday. Here is the 90-second highlights, just because we're that good to you, of Aberdeen taking on Celtic. Now, remember that Aberdeen still haven't been beaten in 2012. Quite amazing, and a pretty amazing game, actually.
This is a dangerous one, and
I think Mulgrew might fancy having a dig, David.
Yeah, Charlie Mulgrew territory. It's just equal the edge of the area on the Celtic right with the left foot forward. He comes, plays it in, and it comes off the post. Forward from Considine, not a good one. Straight to Charlie Mulgrew. Mulgrew flicks it into Chris Commons. Commons, nice turn, then tries to thread it through for Stokes. Stokes goes round the goalkeeper and plays it into the empty net. 27 minutes played and Celtic break the deadlock. Anthony Stokes makes it Aberdeen 0, Celtic 1. Forward from Considine, flicked on nicely by Rory Fallon. And if Scott man. Vernon can get in here, still Vernon. Touch now to Gavin Ray. Touch and in!
Yes!
It was an on goal. The deflection, I think, came off Blackman. Gavin Ray with a shot. And with just a minute plus stoppage time of the first half remaining, the Dons are level. Aberdeen 1, Celtic 1. Fallon back to Ryan Jack. Dons, good play down that right. Inside now to Gavin Ray. Ray threads it forward. Here's a good chance for Mitch Meganson. Mitch Meganson.
Oh!
Post.
Can the Dons continue? Super scoreboard on North Sound 1 and North Sound 2 with their friends at Booth for better service in Inverurie. And you can check out the website to listen again to all the best of Super Scoreboard at northsound1.com/listen again. £500 worth of fuel. It was Fuel Good Friday at North Sound 1, and here's what happened.
All day you've been texting through, taking part on Fuel Good Friday. For your chance to win £500 worth of fuel with John R. Weir, Mercedes-Benz, Aberdeen and North Sound 1, Now it's time to call somebody back.
Hello?
Hello, is that Brian?
Yeah, it's good.
It's Andy James from North Sound 1, are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Good, good. You text through earlier on for your chance to win £500 worth of fuel.
Yeah.
The good news is, you got the question right. It was Germany. Well done.
Yeah.
And you've won £500 worth of fuel. Well done.
Always.
Hey. Well, this is it for a whole couple of months. You won't have to worry about filling the car. Well done, you.
I could use £500 of fuel, just saying. This is Grant with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast, and it was a leap year this year. We had a leap day. Is that the technical term for the leap day, the 29th of February? And Gregzy and Yaz at breakfast were spreading the love. Here's what happened.
It's a leap year, is it?
Yeah.
Leap day today.
That's it.
Every 4 years, a lady can propose. Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. Dun, 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 dun. Love is in the air. Oh,
nope.
I thought I was going to do
that. I know you so well. I knew you were going to do that.
David Cameron did a thing yesterday. The results of the well-being survey were done yesterday, right? And it says, those who tie the knot are more content than single people or those who just live with a partner. So if you haven't proposed...
Yeah, a bit of stability, yet, I suppose. Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely. So if you haven't proposed today, girls, and guys, if you haven't proposed to your girlfriends yet, then well, today's the day, of course. You might tie the knot. Mm-hmm. She may just propose to you. She's allowed to do it, you know. But what we want to hear from this morning is anybody who's planning to do it today or who has done it today or who did it 4 years ago. Have we got somebody on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, hello.
Good morning. I proposed to my partner... Not today, it was on Valentine's Day, did it?
Oh, you did it on See, there was a big confusion, wasn't there, whether it should be on Valentine's Day or Leap Day?
Well, I thought if I did it today, he might be expecting it, so I did it before.
Oh, I see, get it right.
Yeah,
okay,
that was a good tactic, I like that. That's
a good surprise attack.
But I didn't really propose. What I did, I've got a four-year-old daughter, and I got her to make her daddy a Valentine's Day card, and I wrote in, she wrote inside it, Dear Daddy, will you marry my mummy?
Oh, that's so cute, as cute as that is.
Uh-huh. How could he refuse?
Could he? No, and I bought myself a lovely ring as well.
You bought yourself a nice ring. Did you buy it before you wrote the card?
I did.
I love it. I love the female mind and how it works.
I bought him a ring as well, but me and my mum were running around the day before trying to find him a ring that we liked.
And I take it you obviously did it because it's a leap year, yeah?
Yeah, we've been together 13 years and it was a bit of a standing joke. It was a bit of a sore point. It was a bit of a standing joke. Everybody used to say to us, when are you getting married? And he always used to put it off, so...
Now,
no,
he has said yes, hasn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I'll just check it before we go any further with this. Now, here's the thing. How long do you think you guys are going to stay engaged?
Not long.
Have you set a date?
No, but it'll be really quick, I would think.
Okay, here we go. Do you know what's going to be the topic of conversation in a couple of years' time? People saying to you, how long have you guys been engaged? When are you going to get married?
Well, we've had the baby, now we're now engaged. I suppose we're going to have to get married at some point, aren't we?
Do you want him now to propose to you? Because that's what my friend did. No, because like she asked her husband.
But I have said that he's got to plan the wedding.
Ah, right.
He says it's going to be a registry office and then back to the Asheville.
I like his style. I like his style. This is why he hadn't proposed. He didn't want to spend money on a wedding.
Well, this is it. I've always said I've wanted to get married in Vegas, so he's probably thinking...
Time for a sharp exit. Well, congratulations.
Okay, well, can you... Because he'll be driving to his work now, so say hello to him from me.
Well, what's his name?
Kenny Manny.
Kenny Manny.
What a great name.
Are you marrying a Manny?
Are you marrying him for his Manny?
I'll be Wendy.
Wendy Manny.
Wendy Manny.
Wendy, and where are you calling from, Wendy?
Bridgeton.
You're on Bridgeton. Okay, well, have a lovely day, and congratulations,
and
you two.
Hello to Jessica and Carla as well.
Which one? Is this your girls?
Yeah.
Which was the one that...
The little one, Jessica.
Jessica sprung the trap.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a lovely day, guys.
Okay, thanks.